Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, there's so many miracles around us. We just really don't realize it. We don't think about it. We don't think about how this particular planet Earth is exactly in the right spot, far enough from away from the sun, but yet close enough to the sun to warm the Earth so there can be life, and how the Earth actually has a molten core which creates heat, which again permits life on the planet, and how life evolved. I mean, it's all just amazing. You know, it's going to be springtime in the northern states, and pretty soon all the trees will be budding and the trees will just be bursting out and the flowers will just be full of color. There are just so many things around us that are amazing. And one of the things that's amazing is our body, our immune system. You know, our immune system, and most people don't even think about it, it's there to protect us. If we get a cut and the cut gets infected, the immune system attacks the infection and kills it off. Or if we get a flu or a virus, the immune system is right there to protect us. And the time that we do get sick is when there's a new strain of flu or virus that hasn't been seen before, and our body has not developed defenses, and that's why, of course, we take flu shots. And isn't your business any different? You need to have an immune system in your business. And what is the immune system? The immune system is you as the CEO, president, or business owner really understanding your business, staying strong, knowing who you are, what you want to accomplish, what you need to accomplish during the day, what your clients or customers want. You see, if you create this leadership and this vision and this protection, it's somewhat like your immune system. So when the competition is attacking you, trying to get your business, they can't, because your customers and clients won't even think of changing vendors because you do a great job for them. Or if a person is not being productive in your company and you have to terminate them, unfortunately, it really doesn't create a problem because you have the defenses, you've protected yourself, you've backed yourself up. You don't have one person that has all of this power and all of this understanding and has held it so tight nobody else understands it. You need to protect your business, just like your immune system protects your life. You need to understand exactly what's working, what's not working. You need to be paying attention to details. You need to be looking for signs that something is not going right, which is why we have pain in the body, right? If we have a pain in our body, we know something's not right. We go to the doctor and we take care of it. If we have a pain in our business, or someone is not doing their job, or we're getting customer complaints, that should be an absolute warning signal that something's not right and we need to take care of it. And if we don't, well, you know what the results are. They're not something we want to face. So we need to catch things early. We need to really understand when something's not working. And when something is working, we need to absolutely put ourselves in a position of growing it, of expanding it. And that's how CEOs, presidents, and business owners stay positive in today's world. They know where they're going. They know what they're doing. They know how they're going to do it. And when something comes up, they're prepared for it. They've thought it through. So there's no surprise. There's no negativity. Of course, there's always negativity in the world. But what I'm saying is if you lose a customer or client, it's a key customer. If you haven't prepared for it, it is a really bad day. If you have prepared for it, if you've let no one be more than 10% of your business, if you grow your business, if you back up your customers and you go, okay, we're doing well, this is the best year we ever had, but we need to put some more business on just in case we lose someone through no fault of our own, then we don't have to worry about losing momentum. Positivity comes from being prepared. And when CEOs, presidents, and business owners are prepared in today's world, well, no matter what's thrown at you, it's really not a problem because you can handle it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.